Hello, everybody. Economic Ninja here. There is a lot going on in regards to what's coming on April 8th in this solar eclipse. There are a lot of theories of the end of the world. There are Christ's second returning, and there are a lot of warnings coming out of mainstream press. A lot of scientists are warning because of the strength of this solar eclipse. I'm going to bring you two of the latest warnings, one regarding truckers and civilians and what to be expected. We're already seeing the National Guard is getting prepared to deploy to certain states, especially in my buddy's home state of Oklahoma, where they are expecting hundreds of thousands of people to show up there in Arkansas because of its viewing ability. And then afterwards, there is a new discovery that was just made in space, a very powerful twisted magnetic sphere. And I want to share this with you because it's very interesting, the timing that it was discovered. And then, to be honest with you, right before this video went live, I started praying because I want the right words to say about what's coming. And I believe the Lord showed me something that is a totally different take than what most people are sharing. Okay, so let's see if this resonates with you. So the first warning is potentially fatal. This is out of IFL Science. A fatal consequence linked to upcoming U.S. total solar eclipse. It says, with April's total solar eclipse fast approaching, we've had our fair share of warnings already, from potential air travel disruption to expected difficulties accessing food, water, and fuel. Now, according to new research, we may also need to be aware of potentially fatal road traffic crashes. Let me stop and say that I do believe personally the boat that ran into the barge, I'm sorry, the ship that ran into the bridge the other day, I'm going to be honest with you, I believe that it was done on purpose. And it was very interesting when the lights went out and then the boat just totally turned right towards the center part of that bridge. And I believe that what happened in the Strait of Hormuz about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when the ship turned sideways and got stuck and blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a very vital shipping lane, I believe that was done on purpose. I believe that there are nefarious actors in this world, and I believe that they can and want to use an event, because of what I'm seeing ramp up in the media, to do some bad things. All right? So that's why I think people should be ready to sort of sit back, and why be part of the chaos just in case something happens, right? Type one, if you understand and agree with that. Just one of those times you're like, you know, I'm just not going to, not that you're not going to go outside and enjoy the eclipse. And I'm going to talk about why this is happening, something that's linked to what it says in the Bible about this in a second. But I believe that personally. That's just my beliefs. Let me know if you agree with that. It says here, looking at 2017's total eclipse, researchers found that fatal road accidents spiked in the U.S. during the event, as an estimated 20 million people traveled away from their homes to view it. That's just a straight number. There are more people on the road. It's like one of those stupid, obvious insurance statistics, right? You're more likely to get an accident closer to your home than farther away. You're like, well, no duh. That's how often am I farther away from my home, right? Less. So it says, we found a significant increase in traffic risks in the U.S. around the time of the total eclipse, averaging one extra vehicle crash every 25 minutes and one extra fatality crash every 95 minutes. The total amounted to 46 extra deaths linked to the eclipse. That was just in 2017. So now let's dive over to what FreightWaves is, a big news syndicator for the trucking industry, the freight industry. It says, some states urge truck drivers to avoid working during the upcoming eclipse. I couldn't agree more. That's the time to just chill out and enjoy, you know, just tell your boss, sorry, I'm not going to go out on the road during those hours, because not only is there more traffic, but I'm driving a massive target. You know, I'm sitting at like 60, 72 feet long, and we don't need that out there. It says, millions of motorists are expected to clog the roads on the April 8th event. The total eclipse, which will stretch from Texas to Maine, some transportation departments are advising truckers to consider staying off the roads, as traffic is expected to be severely impacted by people traveling to see the astronomical event. Millions of people descended on states with views of the 2017 eclipse, congesting roadways. It says the Indiana Department of Transportation is bracing for a wave of eclipse enthusiasts as they flock to the Hoosier State by asking truckers to stop and hold off. So now let's dive into this story about those. I don't want to go too into these, you know, warnings because they're just sort of normal, right? I want to go into what just was discovered. And this is out of yahoo.com, and I want to thank Mary, a subscriber, for sending this to me because it's getting very little traction in the news. This is out of Reuters. They started with the story. It's entitled Twisted Magnetic Field Observed Around the Milky Way's Central Black Hole. Now, this was just found, right? This is an image of it. Interesting timing. And before I dive into this, I got to share a story with you. No, I'll share it with you afterwards about being a firefighter in full moons and what happens. And also, we have to remember how when we talk about magnetic fields, the moon is a powerful magnetic field. And most people don't realize it. They just see the tides go in and out. And sometimes we see stronger tides. Sometimes we see slower tides. But when the moon is in a certain position in its orbit, it pulls on the oceans and causes the oceans to become awake. There are times when the moon is farther away and its field has a different effect on the oceans, on the pull of the currents. And when we talk magnetics, you know, we've seen amazing things with magnets, right? We're seeing them move trains. Just amazing technology when it comes to magnets. But it's interesting when we're talking about space magnetic fields, how powerful they are and what they can do to our communication systems and things like that. Not only the communication systems, but also our bodies, right? As a human race, what kind of effect will they have on us? So it says here, astronomers on Wednesday announced, this just came out, that they have detected a strong and organized magnetic field twisted in a spiral pattern. And let me go back to that. It's very interesting because you've seen eight, and the symbol for infinity is like an eight on its side, but it's smashed out a little bit, right? And we've known this to be true forever. That's the symbol for infinity. It's interesting because the look of this sphere, or the way that this is twisted, it's a continuous twist, almost like it could draw something inside of it, right? It reminded me of this infinity symbol. It says that this strong and organized magnetic field twisted in a spiral pattern around the Milky Way's supermassive black hole, revealing previously unknown qualities of the immensely powerful object lurking in the center of our galaxy. The structure of the magnetic field emanating from the edge of the black hole called Sagittarius A or SGRA closely resembles one surrounding the only other black hole ever imaged, a larger one residing at the center of a nearby galaxy called Messier 87. This indicates that strong magnetic fields may be a feature common to black holes, they said. But here's the point that I'm bringing this all up. Very interesting timing that this was discovered just a week and a half away from this big event where this solar eclipse is essentially putting an X on America. And I want to get into that in a second because a lot of people, I believe, are not seeing this from a certain aspect. I want to pick my words wisely. The researchers release a new image showing the environment around Sagittarius A in polarized light for the first time, revealing the magnetic field structure. The polarized light comes from subatomic particles called electrons gyrating around magnetic field lines. It says here, black holes are extraordinarily dense objects with gravity so strong that not even light can escape. Blows my mind. And all of the thoughts going through my mind right now about Bible verses, about things like this, making viewing extremely challenging. Thank you so much, Sea Dog, for the super chat. It says the magnetic field appears to be organized into a spiral similar to M87. This magnetic field geometry implies that the black hole can power very efficient jets that shoot off into the galaxy. It says a black hole's event horizon is the point of no return beyond which anything, stars, planets, gas, dust, and all forms of electromagnetic radiation gets dragged into oblivion. How many of you have ever heard of the term CERN, C-E-R-N. It is a hadron collider. It is actually the largest machine on the face of the Earth. Type 2, if you have heard of this. This machine is built. I'm blanking on the diameter. It's massive. Put it down in the comments below if you remember. It encompasses, I believe, 4 countries, and it is actually built in the spot where Greek mythology shows, is it Zeus going into the center of the Earth? And it is very important of why it's placed there. And the reason why it's placed there is because scientists are trying to, and I'm not joking, build a Stargate into the next dimension. And they've actually already succeeded because I watched it, a video of demons coming out of this portal. This is a very real thing. This is not a joke. When we're talking about magnetic discoveries in the cosmos, and we're talking about machines that, and I want you to understand this, their symbol, CERN symbol, is 6 3 6s spun a little sideways, 666. And they have, Methuselah out in the front with the snakes coming out of her head. It's all demonic, all satanic, right? And it is the only machine, the only project on Earth where there is a scientist from every single country. Please hear what I'm saying, how important this is to know. You have to understand this. You need to go and research this. There is a scientist from every single country working on this project together. That's because evil's trying to unite to create a portal into the heavens. This is identical to what happened to the Tower of Babel in the Bible. And if you remember, in the Bible, God himself said, we must go down there lest they succeed, meaning they were going to make it happen because humans had help from a group of beings called Nephilim. I know this sounds crazy, but I don't care if I look crazy. There's a reason why a handful of books from the Bible were removed from the Old Testament, one of them being Enoch, explaining this, okay? Why am I bringing this up? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why this is coming into my mind, but I was praying before all of this started, and I wanted to share this with you. There are a lot of theories out there, and people are freaking out that the end of the world's coming. This happens all the time when eclipses happen and that Jesus is returning. I personally do not believe that. Do I believe that we should live every day like it's our last? Yes. Do I do it? No. And I have a hard time with that, to be honest with you. But when I was praying before I started this live stream, I had the word crossroads. Because everyone's saying there's an X and we're condemned as America. But I heard crossroads. And this is what I believe is coming. And this is what I prayed for. And this is what I denounced in the spirit against the enemy. When I say enemy, I'm talking about Lucifer, Satan. The adversary is very real. If you believe in God and you don't believe in Satan, you need to check yourself, okay? So I believe that we are at a crossroads. And there are a lot of people out there right now. I know this sounds crazy. We need to do everything we can to get ready. We need to warn people, share with people what's really happening in this country, what's coming, this coming economic collapse that we're already well into right now. And we need to prepare for that. But we also need to do right in front of God, and we need to vote. I commanded and bound the enemy that is trying to use humans to ballot stuff and to change votes, because the enemy is so scared that someone that God has put before us and given a choice to lead this country out of this economic collapse. And it's going to be gnarly. That's why I started this channel almost 4 years ago. I bound the enemy, and it's time for us to pray. But we also, you know, if there are anyone, and I see it every once in a while, your vote doesn't count, I'm not going to vote, you need to leave this country. Leave it now. If you can't take 15 minutes out of your time to stand before God and another person in a ballot box and put your name in and prepare other ways, you shouldn't be in America. Type 4 if you agree with that. There are a lot of people that are just defeatist and they give up. All these evil people are screwing with our country and they're doing all these bad things, and I'm just going to give up. If you're a defeatist, leave, because this country wasn't built by defeatists. It was built by amazing human beings, great men and women, men and women. Those are the two choices. And they built this by their blood, their sweat, their tears, and ultimately a lot of them gave their lives. Not so you could sit around and whine because a bunch of evil people are sitting around doing some bad things and you're just giving up and you're going to sit back and watch Netflix. You shouldn't be here. Go to another country. Go figure out what it's like to go live in a country where you definitely don't even get the choice to vote. I'm going to go vote. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And if that triggers anyone, it's okay. We can still be friends. If you stick around, you're going to find more truth coming out, and then you're going to figure it out. But here's the great news. I don't have my faith in Donald Trump. I have my faith in God that created all of us and the Son that he sent to die for my sins, Jesus Christ. And he died for your sins too. This is not an X of condemning America. This is a crossroads that is covering. It's a sign. In the first chapter of the Bible in Genesis, it says, God says, I put the sun, the stars, and the moon in the sky as signposts. This is a celestial calendar. And yes, there is a countdown. And yes, we are in the last days. And yes, things are going to get rougher. But guess what? And I learned this as a firefighter, and I learned it from another firefighter that from Florida that has an amazing prophetic gift. But he showed one day, and it snapped with me, because as police and firefighters, we know one thing, that when the full moon comes out, so do the crazies. It's true. And one day I was listening to this gentleman, his name's Mark, and he says, the Holy Spirit asked me one day, he's like, do you want to know why people go crazy? He's a firefighter from Orlando. You don't want to know why people go crazy on a full moon? He says, yeah, I'd love to know, Lord. He said, because the enemy loves the darkness, and that's when they thrive. But when there's a full moon, the light pierces the darkness, and it drives them absolutely crazy. When I heard that, it made so much sense. See, you can't have light without darkness. Type 6, if you understand how dark things have gotten since Jeff Borgen, our current clown in chief right now, is running this country. And it seems like all of the Democrats are running even louder and harder and hotter. And the thing is that, praise God, without this happening, we couldn't see all the crazy crap happening. That's the truth. You can't see light without darkness. When it's sunny outside, everything's bright. You don't see the intensity of the light. But when you're in a dark room and your eyes have adjusted to it and you've got used to it, and all of a sudden a tiny pinhole in a room breaks through and light shears through. It comes through like a straight beam and it is bright. And then all of a sudden you go from dark to all of a sudden all you can focus on is that light. So to all the people that are scared to death, start harnessing that power and just get ready for it and get ready to take advantage of this, because this is a war and the next battle's coming up. It's an economic crash. Get ready. It's already happening. This is happening right before your eyes. And I can guarantee you, if you prepare yourself for this, you will be so grateful and you will be praising God. That's all I got for you. Thank you so much for watching. The Ninja's out.